Please consider carefully with me a brief text. We read verse 2 of Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Regardless of age, we have a go-to feeling. We want to be comfortable. Comfortable in our clothing, in our homes, and other aspects of life. For example, if you're in this awkward body position, you won't stay there. It doesn't feel right, so you move until it's comfortable. If our clothing is getting to be uncomfortable for some reason, we change what we wear without even a second thought. If something unpleasant happens, or we know it's going to be that way, we try to avoid such uncomfortable circumstances. Well, as this brief text points out, we should never be comfortable with sin. Each of us will have to take stock of our own attitudes and actions and do that honestly and constantly. It's not a complete list, but let's try some questions right now. Are we comfortable looking down on other people, feeling superior to them based on a comparison of some kind where we happen to look better? Are we ever comfortable letting words like, oh my God, tumble out of the mouth without a second thought? Are we comfortable showing up here at chapel, only to sit there, not pay attention, converse with a neighbor maybe, not get the word of God being delivered? Are we comfortable with a careless attitude toward God-given responsibilities like what we're supposed to do as a family member, an employee, a student, or a teacher? There's a real danger in getting comfortable with our sins, regardless of what that sin might be. If it doesn't bother us, if we get used to it, it has this potential to stick in a deadly sort of way. Unresolved sin can be like a weight that sinks us down. To become comfortable with one's sin gives the devil a door to chip away at a person's faith. If nothing changes, if there's no repentance, then faith under attack like that shrinks down to nothing, only unbelief, in which repentance has become impenitence, all the signs and symptoms of a spiritual death which God does not want for you. So it's actually healthy, necessary for you to be uncomfortable with your sin. One goal of your Christian education is a more comprehensive study of God's word so that your conscience is all the way up to speed on all things that God regards as sin. It's a process, of course, but one that you should take personally. The more you know God's will from the Bible for every aspect of your life, the more you're going to realize how you come up short. Same goes for me. From Scripture, we learn more and more what kind of thoughts we should not have, words that we should not say, deeds that we should not do, habits to avoid, plus all the positives, thoughts that we should think, words that we should do, should say, and deeds that we should do, but don't. When your conscience is fine-tuned, dialed in by the complete law of God, primarily aimed at yourself, then you will become uncomfortable with your sin, and that's a good thing. It's good because you're the person described in the text, the one who is poor and of a contrite spirit, trembling at God's word. Weigh what that means, please. Not just aware of your sins, but painfully aware. You feel the weight and you sense the need to say sorry to God and get right with Him the only way that can happen. Well, that's the kind of person that God looks upon favorably with all of His love, mercy, and comfort. God will comfort the spiritually uncomfortable. That's the takeaway truth for us. God will bring comfort to you when you're spiritually uncomfortable. It's guaranteed because of Christ, who, by the way, became very uncomfortable on the cross for all of us. In taking our sins on Himself, they stuck to Jesus as that heavy weight that plunged Him into God's judgment, which He suffered completely on that dark Friday afternoon. As a result, God has issued our forgiveness, declared it to us in the gospel, which we hear. Our faith is then strengthened. Peace of mind is given. Calmness of heart. Help from God with the next conflict of sin right around the corner. At the hospital emergency room, you can find people who are physically uncomfortable. You can even see it on their faces. And we don't go there to hang out. We only go there if we have to. In the course of your Christian life, you will have to go to the ER of God's grace over and over, getting the first aid of forgiveness because of that daily sin problem. God dispenses His medicine of the good news in word and sacrament. That's how He continues to comfort us, His spiritually uncomfortable people, whom He causes to be that way. He gives us the contrite spirit that not only trembles at His word, but clings to it as the life saved, our life saved in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us close worship this morning singing hymn 324, the first three stanzas. The first three stanzas of hymn 324.